person-centered planning or individualized treatment planning. The process used to design your individual plan of mental health and SUD supports, service, or treatment is called person-centered planning, or PCP. PCP is your right protected by the Michigan Mental Health Code for Mental Health Services. The Michigan Department of Community Health, Bureau of Substance Abuse and Addiction Service refers to the planning process as individualized treatment planning. The process begins when you determine whom, besides yourself, you would like at the planning meetings, such as family members or friends, and what staff from community mental health and or SRE provider you would like to attend. You will also decide when and where the planning meetings will be held. Finally, you will decide what assistance you might need to help you participate in and understand the meetings. During person-centered, individualized treatment planning, you will be asked what your hopes and dreams are and will be helped to develop goals or outcomes you want to achieve. The people attending this meeting will help you decide what supports, services, or treatment you need, who you would like to provide the service, how often you need the service, and where it will be provided. You have the right under federal and state laws to a choice of providers. After you begin receiving services, you will be asked from time to time how you feel about the supports, services, or treatments you are receiving, and whether changes need to be made. You have the right to ask at any time for a new person-centered planning meeting if you want to talk about changing your plan of service. You have the right to independent facilitation of the person-centered planning process. This means that you may request that someone other than the support staff conduct your planning meeting. You have the right to choose from available independent facilitators. Children under the age of 18 with developmental disabilities, serious emotional disturbance, and SUD also have the right to person-centered planning. However, person-centered planning must recognize the importance of the family and the fact that supports and services impact the entire family. The parent or parents or guardian or guardians of the children will be involved in pre-planning and person-centered planning using family-centered practice in the delivery of supports, services, and treatment to their children. Topics covered during person-centered planning. During person-centered planning, you will be told about psychiatric advance directives, a crisis plan, and self-determination. See the descriptions below. You have the right to choose to develop any, all, or none of these. Mental health psychiatric advance directives. Adults have the right under Michigan law to psychiatric advance directive. A psychiatric advance directive is a tool for making decisions before a crisis in which you may become unable to make a decision about that kind of treatment you want and the kind of treatment you do not want. This lets other people, including family, friends, and service providers, know what you want when you cannot speak for yourself. Advance directives. Advance directives are special instructions for a medical or mental health emergency. You make this plan before anything happens. Sometimes in a medical or mental health emergency, a person cannot talk or give informed consent. So before anything happens, you agree to let another person make medical or mental health decisions for you in such a situation. Then if you are unable to tell what you want done and qualified professionals determine that you are unable to do so, the person that you choose to be your advocate will tell the doctors or others the type of care you want. You can change your wishes or patient advocate at any time as long as you are of sound mind by updating the appropriate legal forms. The decision to have any type of advance directive, if one at all, is completely up to you. If you would like more information on advance directives, please speak with your support staff or contact your local customer service as listed on page 33. There are forms available for both types of advance directives. A copy of the form should be kept in your medical or mental health records, at your doctor's office, in your home, and with your patient advocate. If you do not believe you have received appropriate information regarding advance directives from MSHN, your community mental health provider or substance use disorder provider, or you feel that your provider did not follow your advance directive, please contact your local customer service office as listed on page 33. You also have the right to develop a crisis plan. A crisis plan is intended to give direct care if you begin to have problems in managing your life or you become unable to make decisions and care for yourself. The crisis plan would give information and direction to others about what you would like done in a time of crisis. Examples are friends or relatives to be called, preferred medicines, or care of children, pets, or bills. Natural supports. A natural support is someone that may help you with a variety of tasks and are people that you know that are not paid to help you. Your friends and family are natural supports, and we want to use and obtain help from as many people as possible to make your life better. While you do have support from your community mental health provider and substance use disorder provider, we want to help you improve your life without having to rely on paid staff. This will allow you to become more independent and able to function in your everyday life. Identifying natural supports is an important step in the journey to recovery and to a self-determined life. Self-determination. Self-determination is an option for payment of medically necessary services you might request if you are receiving mental health services in Michigan. It is a process that would help you to design and exercise control over your own life by directing a fixed amount of dollars that will be spent on your authorized supports and services, often referred to as an individualized budget. You would also be supported in your management of providers if you choose such control. If you would like more information about self-determination, please speak with your support staff or your local community service office as listed on page 33.